talk about Samantha, SamanthaParga-OliVares. 219-03-311-24. Chief complaint: fever, headache, stomachache, feeling weak, tired, nausea, sweating. When I get up, I get nauseous. Patient is a 21-year-old young lady, married, last period 3 weeks ago. Definitely not pregnant. Comes into the above-mentioned symptoms for the past few days. Patient ate shrimp purchased from the store, and the symptoms started shortly after eating shrimp. She also has sore throat, nausea, headache, and other issues that was mentioned. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Social. Lives with her husband. They have one child. She would like to have another child. She's a dispatcher for a chemical company here in town. Her husband is an air conditioning man. Family history, non-contributory, allergy, none. She's alert. She's awake. She weighs 106 pounds, 97%, 99, 20, 124, 111 over 68. Heart positive, small positive, throat, red. Posterior pharynx, red. Neck, anterior chain lymphadenopathy. Neurological, non-focal neck, shows no meningismus. Skin shows no rash. Abdominal exam, definitely no McBurney or Murphy signs noted. No rebound, no rigidity. Assessment, number one, positive strep. Number two, urinalysis shows a 2+ blood. Number three, otherwise within normal limits. Number three, lymphadenopathy. Number four, abdominal exam is totally negative. Number five, examination of the abdomen reveals a normal gallbladder, normal liver, normal kidneys. Number six, because of dizziness, we did a neck ultrasound, looked at her carotid, which was completely within normal limits, and except for some lymphadenopathy in her neck, her thyroid looked good. Patient will be treated with amoxicillin, 500 TID on outpatient basis, rosefenogram now. I told her where her appendix lives, and if she starts having any pain in that area, she needs to go to the emergency right now. Again, there's no pain at this time. The next number, if she develops any other symptoms, we'll let us know right away. Thank you.